disease increase. Isn't it interesting that we are already at a point where we really, really want more cures for more of the diseases that we have? MS, heart disease, cerebral palsy, arthritis, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. How about cystic fibrosis, emphysema? How about sickle cell anemia? So much going on in our lives, and we're wanting to see more and more cures for the diseases that we're already wrestling with. And yet we have a lot of leaders, many, many, many leaders, who have made their minds up that they're not going to push the nation or the rest of the world in that direction of taking care of the diseases that we already are dealing with and seeing to it that as much as possible, we avoid bringing more diseases onto the scene by decisions that we make and their ramifications, their consequences. We have a lot of people who definitely are thinking along those lines. Hey, we have enough going on as it is. Let's not add to the problems. But we also have many, many, many people who are knowingly adding to the problems. Are we making the right decision by supporting the people who have committed themselves, dedicated themselves, devoted themselves to increasing the chaos by increasing the extreme weather events and the diseases and the mental health costs that come with it, the infrastructural costs that come with it? More wildfire, more drought. What do we find out about drought? Of course, we know that we have to be paying attention to the news as they let us know which days we can and which days we cannot water our grass. But that is the easy part. What about the crops that need that water? The livestock that need the water, the humans who need that water? More wildfire, more drought, more disease because of decisions that leaders are making that put us in that place. Carbon dioxide from the atmosphere is absorbed by the oceans. That in turn creates acid. Acid concentration is measured as pH on a scale of 1 to 14, where the more acid you have, the smaller the pH value. And as atmospheric concentrations of carbon dioxide have increased, more acid is being created. This ocean acidification has lowered the measured pH of the oceans. A separate impact in the ocean is coral bleaching. This occurs when rising ocean temperatures stress corals. Remember, the corals are living entities. They are alive, and they need things in order to live and thrive, just like we need things to live and thrive. And the coral bleaching occurs when the rising ocean temperatures stress the corals and cause them to eject the microscopic organisms that give them their color. Now, you might think, okay, so they lose some of their color. They're not quite as beautiful. All right, but that's not that big an issue. Hold on. There's more. The ejection of the microscopic organisms that give them their color can be deadly to the coral and destroy a key home and feeding ground for marine life. And who depends on marine life? So that said, let me ask you this question. Which do you suppose kills more? Climate change is not just an environmental problem. It is, as I've been alluding to, as I've been saying, a human health problem. So here's the question. Again, which kills more? extreme heat, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or lightning? Okay, here we go again. Here's your question. Which kills more? And again, we're talking about human concern now. Which kills more? Extreme heat, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or lightning? I think most of you are probably ruling out lightning pretty quickly, because although we know that lightning can be devastating, of course, we often hear the thunder roll, or whatever descriptive term, verbal term you want to use when you hear thunder. And we know that when we hear the thunder, lightning is close by. But very often we will hear thunder but not see lightning. But we do know that lightning can cause some damage. Have any of you ever seen the impact of a lightning strike on the roof of a house or an apartment? I saw that once in an apartment. And I tell you, it was something else. There was a huge hole. When I say huge, I'm saying maybe about, let's say about, I think this hole must have been about a good 4, 5, 6 feet in circumference. Left a dark, jagged, black hole. Charred the roof where it hit. Lightning can do some damage. Of course, we've also heard of cases, though, where lightning has hit people directly and they survived it. So, and then, of course, we know that we don't hear that much about lightning strikes causing problems. So which do you think it is? Which kills more? Not just does harm, but actually kills more of the remaining ones? Extreme heat, hurricanes, tornadoes, or floods?